So, you have a Hobbit sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So at the beginning of this one, the good guys are on the run, because the orcs, they're right behind them.
I thought the eagles picked them up at the end of the last movie and flew them away from the orcs.
Well, I guess by the time they got down from that giant cliff the eagles dropped them off at, the orcs had time to catch up.
Oh, very unhelpful birdies.
And so they end up hiding out at this guy Bjorn's place, and sometimes this guy turns into a bear.
Nice, nice, nice. What kind of role is he gonna play in the story?
Almost none, but the orcs are gonna be like, well, maybe we should back off from the dwarves for now, because there's a bear around.
They're actively chasing a super powerful wizard, but they're scared of a bear?
That's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, then Gandalf is like, guess what, everybody? I gotta go.
Oh, that guy's always leaving.
He is, yeah, because if he was with the dwarves on their adventures, he'd be able to solve all their problems. So we gotta sideline this beardy boy.
That makes sense. So where does he go?
Oh, well, he's gonna walk around and slowly discover that the Lord of the Rings movies are gonna happen.
Oh, I guess it'll be fun to watch him figure out what we know is gonna happen is gonna happen.
Yeah, so he has a little Harry Potter battle with some darkness and then gets put in a cage.
Why wouldn't the bad guys just kill him?
Well, because he's in the Lord of the Rings movies. They can't kill him right now.
Right, okay.
So anyway, Bilbo and the dwarves head into this forest and they get captured by spiders.
Oh no.
Yeah, but by putting the ring on, Bilbo's gonna be able to be invisible and fight back.
All right, he's invisible with the ring. He must be pretty much unstoppable.
Well, actually, he's not unstoppable because he's gonna take it off.
Well, why would he do that?
So the scene can have a sense of danger.
Oh, he's doing it for the audience. Okay, that's nice of him.
Yeah, and he's gonna stab this one spider and the spider's gonna be like, ouch, that stings.
Okay.
And Bilbo's gonna be like, huh, Sting, that's a good name for this little sword I have. And that's how the sword he gives Frodo gets its name.
You mean we're finally revealing how the little sword got the name Sting?
We're doing it, sir.
Turns out it was a, you know, dying spider describing the pain of a fatal stab wound.
Very good to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the Lord of the Rings movies, but the whole time I was sitting there like, okay, but why is that little sword named Sting? Like, what's the backstory there?
A spider in a lot of pain.
It's a good thing we're making these movies, for sure.
Anyway, then Legolas is gonna show up. Remember him from the Lord of the Rings movies?
He's from the Lord of the Rings movies.
He is, and this dwarf Gloin is gonna show him a picture of his son Gimli. Remember him?
Where's he from?
The Lord of the Rings movies.
He's from the Lord of the Rings movies.
He sure is, sir.
It's all connected.
So all the dwarves end up getting captured by elves and put into little prison cells.
Okay, so these guys are just constantly getting captured.
Practically nonstop, sir.
So then we're gonna meet this lady elf named Tauriel.
Okay.
And this dwarf Keely is gonna be like, aren't you gonna search me? I could have anything down my trap. Trousers.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so obviously that's gonna spark quite the romance between them.
Oh, it is.
It's just like in real life, you know? You make an overt reference to your junk the very first time you meet a woman, and that leads to them falling in love with you.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's how it works.
Actually, it is, sir. And I should know, I spend most of my time on the internet, and I almost went on a date one time.
All right, it does sound like you know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so I figure with this storyline, we're adding like a whole new dimension to the Hobbit trilogy.
What dimension is that exactly?
Is the hot little dwarf gonna get to sleep with the hot elf lady?
Gotcha.
So then Bilbo's gonna use his magic ring to become invisible and help them all escape.
This kind of feels like familiar territory.
And they're all gonna get into these barrels and escape down the river of questionable physics.
Oh, sounds exciting, but wouldn't the barrels just fill up with water and sink?
Not on the river of questionable physics, they don't.
In fact, they practically take flight and take out hordes of orcs on their own.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then at the end of this big sequence, the elves are gonna capture an orc for questioning.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, and he's gonna be like, guess what? We hit that hot dwarf with a poison arrow, so he's gonna die in a couple of days.
Kinda weird of him to give up that random tidbit of information. Does he know that she's romantically interested in him?
No, but she needs to know this information for the plot so she can go heal him later, so this orc is just gonna kinda brag about it for no reason.
Oh, okay, he's a plot orc.
He is.
So then the dwarves are gonna get to this lake, and they're gonna have to figure out how to cross it.
Oh, what are they gonna do?
They're gonna pay a guy to bring them across it.
Right, okay, that's a pretty straightforward way of dealing with that problem.
Yeah, so this guy Bard is gonna smuggle them into Lake Town in some fish barrels, and they're gonna come out of a toilet, and we're gonna spend some time talking about Lake Town politics.
Sure, you know, I guess we gotta fill these movies up with something.
We're also gonna find out that this guy Bard has something called a black arrow, and that's the only way to kill a dragon.
Oh, good, so the dwarves bring that up to the mountain?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, eventually Thorin's gonna get most of the gang going, and they're gonna head to the Lonely Mountain.
Nice, do they get captured along the way?
Not this time, surprisingly.
Oh, good for them. And their map says that the last light of Durin's day will shine upon the keyhole on the mountain, but then it frickin' doesn't.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, so Thorin's like, well, I guess it's time to pack it up and go home. This didn't work out at all.
What?
Yeah, he's all done with it. He gives up.
They came all this way. They don't even try looking for the keyhole for a bit.
They don't.
But then Bilbo realizes that the map actually meant moonlight. So then he finds the hole. No problem.
Oh, unnecessarily vague ancient maps are tight.
So then Bilbo has to go inside the mountain and find this thing called the Arkenstone.
Right. And why do they need that again?
Well, because when they have that, it means that Thorin can rule.
How does the stone help with that?
Unclear. It just kind of does.
Does he show it to people like an ID card and they're like, oh yeah, that's the king.
Something like that, I guess.
So anyway, Bilbo goes inside and there's just a sea sea of gold. Like, I mean, there is a ton of it.
Wow, gonna be hard to find the Arkenstone in there.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just kinda next to him. It's just kinda right there.
Oh.
Yeah, he sees it pretty much right away.
Wow, well, good, you know, great.
But then frickin' Smaug the dragon pops out.
Uh-oh.
And then they have this big old conversation, but the dragon's like, okay, I guess I'm gonna kill you now, so Bilbo runs away.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then all the dwarves show up, and they run around, and they realize they can't escape, so they decide they're gonna have to kill this dragon.
How do they plan on doing that?
Well, they have this big, intricate plan where they turn on a bunch of furnaces and run around and do things.
And the dragon doesn't just burn them?
No, in fact, he barely uses his firepower.
Oh, very considerate of him.
And so the dwarves are gonna make this giant dwarf out of molten gold and try to kill him with that thing.
I feel like beating a dragon with heat isn't gonna work.
Well, that's the way they're gonna go about it. So he's gonna get covered in molten gold, but he's gonna be totally fine because he's a dragon.
Right, because he's a dragon.
Because he's a dragon. But then he's mad, so he's like, oh, I'm gonna show you revenge.
Oh, so he burns them?
No, no, no. He takes off. He flies towards Lake Town.
What? Why?
I don't know. He's gonna go set them on fire.
Okay.
And then Bilbo's gonna be like, what have we done?
Wow, so did they manage to stop him?
We'll see.
What do you mean, we'll see?
Well, the movie's done, sir. It's over.
What are you talking about? We're just gonna end it there?
Yeah, Bilbo's gonna be like, what have we done? And then we're done.
Wow, well, it sounds incomplete.
It's just not resolving anything at all, but it's gonna be a fun-looking 3 hours.
Are we gonna go all in on the CGI this time as well?
We sure are, sir. I don't think anyone's gonna have a problem with it.
Hello, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that video. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and the button and the whatever other buttons. Not the dislike. That's a bad button. You could also leave me a comment telling me what other movies you want to see pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new one. See you guys on the next video. Bye-bye.